They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's October 1st, not April 1st, Daddy. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our engineer and producer of the show, Derek Stenson, on this first day of October, which begins with the NHL season, the USHL season. We talk about that off the top because Storm coach Drew Schenick is going to join us here in just a couple of moments. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com always joins us in the last segment of the show. I get more and more people, they don't necessarily email this thing. My phone blows up with texts. You know, my team sucks. I got nobody left. I need to trade everybody. And I'm curious to ask Joe today, most of the leagues, when you come to that, everybody that's playing is on a roster. They may be on somebody's bench, but they're, you know, you're looking at guys that through three games have rushed for 56 yards, and that's the best player available. So we'll talk with Joe. Email your questions in for Joe to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I even like it better when they say, I have nobody left. Everybody's injured except for Roddy White, Larry Fitzgerald, and Steve Smith. And you go, oh, bye week start. Who's on bye week? Oh, Arizona, Atlanta, Carolina. Now I'm really screwed.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Do I get to play you in any of these leagues?
No.
Unbelievable. You ever realize how the commissioner usually figures a way to...
Yeah.
Also, our NFL power rankings today, I know the top won't change. Daddy had Baltimore last week. I had the Giants, although our top three, I think, are just kind of flipped around a little bit as well. So that's all coming up in the program today. The phone lines are open at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. And again, you can email any questions and comments to the Dan Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm just giddy for Colorado, West Virginia tonight.
Are they that bad? Is Colorado that bad?
I can't believe they're an 18-point underdog. It's just unbelievable. We'll talk about all that in just a little bit, but we are pleased to welcome in studio, getting ready for his first full season with the Tri-City Storm, coming off the exhibition season, the draft, and all the changes that are going on with the Storm. The new head coach, Drew Schenick, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Glad to have you in. It's finally here, I guess. Your thoughts as you get ready for game one on Saturday night. We ease you in with just one game the opening weekend.
Well, it is, and you know, it's a little bit different. It's been an adjustment for myself as a coach coming from major junior hockey, coming to the USHL, and you know, where you're primarily playing games and not practicing. Here at in the USHL, it's built a lot like the U.S. college system, where you play a lot of weekend games. You have a lot more time to practice, and you know, with basically a new team here with four returning guys, it's been a lot of work here trying to get everybody on the same page.
Drew, you guys did something different. I don't think anybody's ever taken a team and started out camps in Las Vegas and then brought them to the USHL, to their hometown. How did that transition go? Are the players like that?
Well, I think so. Again, it's your recruiting base is from all over the United States, and after Kirk took over and I got hired, we really didn't have a lot of time, A, before the draft, and then B, after the draft, trying to figure out what we were going to do. And Kirk's home base is Las Vegas. He owns an ice center there with two sheets, so we felt it was, you know, an easy fit for us to have training camp there and kind of get underway. But, you know, next year we might look at doing a couple different things, maybe having a couple mini camps, one out east, maybe try to have one here in Kearney, and then have our main camp, bring the guys from those two camps to a main camp in Las Vegas before we reconvene here at the end of the summer.
Drew, for the casual Tri-City Storm hockey fan, it's more than just coaching the kids. There's a lot of things that have to go on, and with the transition, all the newness that happened here in the last 6 months since you've been hired, when did you finally get to just focus on coaching the hockey team?
Well, I think, you know, you finally get to sit down and really get at it probably about a week after the guys all report. You know, you go through your fitness testing, you find out who's where. You got guys in getting into high school, getting used to that. I think after everybody kind of settles down from the newness of getting here into Kearney and getting settled at new host families where they're living at, I think, you know, this last, you know, basically month, it's been good. You can kind of sit down and coach, but wearing two hats where you're the general manager as well. There's lots of stuff that goes on the general manager side as well as, you know, scheduling games, bus trips, all that stuff that, you know, people don't realize that we have to do.
Drew Shinnick joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drew, talk about the trade earlier this week. You guys let your number one pick, the number one overall pick in the draft, which I think a lot of people, that's an easy head shaker for a lot of people. You had everybody to choose from and just didn't fit in with this team very well, obviously.
Well, I mean, you know, I think anybody that follows sports and knows sports knows that a draft is a crapshoot, and you know, you draft different guys for different reasons, and again, for myself, basically, you know, it was Kirk and I and a couple guys trying to throw names together before the draft, and you know, I not having any experience in the USHL, Kirk neither, there wasn't a lot of familiarity with the league, with the recruits that we have, so you kind of trust some people that you know, and you know, Justin was a good hockey player, he's still a good hockey player, but you know, I think the people that have watched us over the exhibition season see the identity of our team. We're a hard-working team that likes to get in the team's faces. We, you know, we lacked a little bit on our back end a little bit, so you know, at the end of the day, we swapped Waterloo's first round pick for our first round pick, which was a defenseman coming our way in Tyler Ambergy, and hopefully that helps address one of our needs.
Talk about Tyler. Obviously, you had a chance to see him play a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's you know, he's a stay-at-home guy that you know, likes to, you know, punish guys in his own zone and move the puck up. And you know, I think you know, with the, you look at the makeup of our defense, we're all about 5'11", 185 pounds, and you know, he's 6'1", 215. He's a guy that can lean on some guys and make some guys pay in the corners in front of the net and move the puck up. And that's kind of something that we lack. We got some guys that you know, like to skate it and jump into the play, but we need some guys that also, you know, just kind of stay at home and keep things settled down.
Is he one of those players that's going to mix it up for fans that like to maybe see a mix-up here and there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's, you know, certainly I like to see the odd dust-up myself. So, you know, again, it's he's a guy that I've been told can handle himself. And everybody, I expect everybody on our team to stick up for their teammates. But, you know, he's certainly going to be a guy that, being his size and strength, it's probably going to, you know, probably have to answer that bell once in a while.
Drew, everybody wants to know, the question is, how soon can this team, it was so bad a year ago. I mean, it wasn't even, there was no competition. It was just, they got beat night in, night out. How soon can this team be competitive?
Well, I would like to say right now. You know, again, outside of one lopsided loss here, you know, probably 3 weeks ago to the Omaha Lancers, we've been in every hockey game. We've competed real hard. And you know, again, it's just a matter of us coming together as a group with four returning guys to the Tri-City Storm. We have lots of junior experience, but we've got a lot of collection of guys from all over the place. You know, the sooner we can come together as a team, the sooner we're going to start winning hockey games. And I think we've made great strides from the first game on the 11th till now, and it's just a matter of putting it all together. But I feel, you know, we're going to be competitive right from the start. We want to win every hockey game, and I don't think any team is ever going to have a gimme coming to play us.
Storm hockey coach Drew Shinnick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not a lot of sports at any level put a bunch of stock in win losses for exhibitions. So what did you see out of your team, and who has stepped forward the first, I guess, as you're looking into the first couple of weeks?
Well, you know, you take a look at, you know, exhibition schedules, and you know, obviously 0-5-1 isn't what we wanted. We want to win hockey games, but I think it's, you know, in exhibition, it's the process more than the results at times, and like I said, I think from where we were the opening game on the 11th to where we are now, I think our team's come 100 miles. I think we got to go a long ways yet. But again, you know, we've got, you know, our offensive guys in Jaden Schwartz and Max Tardy and Radoslav Ehl, and those guys have jumped out. But, you know, I think everybody's kind of buying into the way we have to play. I think the people that have watched us, you know, in the Fall Classic and in Lincoln, we stick our nose in. We're a team that's going to, you know, go after teams. We're not going to sit back. Everybody finishes their checks. And you know, I think we're going to be a very hardworking team from the minute the puck drops to the game's over, win or lose. And I think that's the kind of team that the people in the Tri-City area can be proud of.
We talked about it yesterday, a unique situation. You've already played Omaha twice in the exhibition, so it's not like you're seeing somebody brand new on Saturday night. What are you looking for?
Well, you know, I think Omaha, just looking at their roster, they're built to win this year. I think if there was a coaches poll in the USHL, I think Omaha would be probably one of the top two or three teams in the league, and they've got, you know, a very good offensive hockey club, and we have to make sure that, A, we're banging their bodies around. I think that they like to play a game which is run and gun and come at you and trade odd man rushes with you, and we have to be a team that's, you know, keeps pucks deep and make sure that we take away their time and space. And I think if we limit their skill guys and keep them to the outside and make them pay every time they touch a puck, we'll certainly give ourselves every opportunity to win here on Saturday.
5 months in, your impressions of Kearney and maybe the rink and the facilities we have here?
Well, I tell you what, I love it. You know, Kearney, Nebraska, the area is a very similar to where I'm from in Saskatchewan, except for we grow wheat there and they grow corn here. The arena is a nice arena as a, you know, as a junior A facility as you can get. And I know Kirk is putting a lot of money into renovating things and making things even better for the fans when they come. And you know, I think that this is the friendliest place I've ever coached. Everybody waves. It's just like back home. Everybody waves to you whether they know you or not. You know, I think it's a tremendous place for young men to come here and learn the game of hockey because it's such a great community.
Except for this one lady in my neighborhood. She's always, I know she sees me. I wave, smile. What a bag. I always just want to stop and just punch her.
Well, maybe you ought to take her some fresh produce.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Maybe some baked bread.
That is a little.
Maybe you should take the dog over and let her, you know, pet the dog.
I think she's a royal bee that's just miserable.
She doesn't like you, huh?
I don't think she likes anybody, from what I can gather.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent.
Biggest thing that surprised you on or off the ice about this move so far?
Well, you know what? It's the level of play. I'm very surprised. You know, again, you come out of major junior, you get kind of drinking the Kool-Aid there where you think that's the level. But I was surprised at the top-to-bottom level of play. Even the teams that, you know, struggled last year, you know, like us and Des Moines, like, it can turn around in 1 year where you can go from, you know, last place to being very competitive. And I think that, you know, I don't think there's going to be any easy games here this year.
Coach, I have to ask you because it came out yesterday. Ryan Benchurk has left the program. You have not immediately hired another assistant coach. I guess just a comment from you on the whole situation.
Well, I mean, it wasn't something that you know, we wanted to do, but something that we had to do. And you know, we hold you know, certain standards for organization. I hold everybody accountable for how we act, and it just wasn't fitting here with Ryan, and we had to make a change. And you know, again, we had two assistant coaches. Eric Fink is left over, and Eric's done a great job. And right now, the immediate future, we're not really looking to replace him. But you know, if something comes along that we have to do, you know, certainly we'll look at it. But you know, it tough situation for everybody. But we're moving on here, and we just got to worry about the game here on Saturday.
So it would be tough to find somebody, I would guess, even at this juncture. Will you be looking, or if something just happens to fall on your lap? Or
well, yeah, we haven't really, you know, sat down and talked about it. Kirk is back in town here, you know, this weekend for the game. We'll sit down and you know, kind of go over the direction. But like I said, I think Eric is more than capable to handle of what we need to do right now. But again, if, you know, Scotty Bowman decides he wants to leave the Blackhawks and come down and help us out, you know, I think I'd have to take a look at that. But up until that point, you know, we're not actively pursuing anybody. But if the right situation comes along and it's the right fit, then, you know, certainly we'll look at it.
We've got a lot of promotions going on. The home, it's not an easy start for you guys. At Omaha, then the defending champs come in with Indiana. Next week's rolling in. I guess just before we let you out of here, your message to the fans as they get ready, because I think you're going to have a pretty good crowd next weekend.
Well, you know, I hope so. You know, the message to the fans are, A, be patient. You know, again, we're all learning the game here, but I think they're going to be excited with the way we play. And yeah, our schedule probably isn't the most favorable with Omaha. You know, starting off with Omaha coming in with the defending champs, and then we hit Fargo, who lost in the finals and returned, you know, 15 guys well. So I think we're seeing three of the top four or five teams in our league right off the start. But again, we're going to go out there and compete, and we're going to give it everything we have, and they're going to see an exciting brand of hockey.
So the Storm, obviously, if you read between the lines, the Storm will start 5-0.
Yes, there's no doubt. But we'd like to think that, and I think that's going to happen here. I feel a lot of confidence in this room. I want to know, because I find it very interesting with you hockey people and the circles. Everybody seems like in these circles has got to meet Mario Lemieux along the way. Just, I don't know who you've met and whatever. Have you ever got to meet Don Cherry?
I've never had the opportunity to meet Don Cherry. I wish that I had, but I have not.
I wish also, because I would love to wear one of his
That's
suits.
Another promotion, because you know Greg Shea's sitting up there in his office right now, getting ready for lunch. Coming out of some big meeting about how to conquer the hockey world.
Yes.
With probably Kirk Brooks is there as well. So there's one. You can have, you know, Don Cherry night. Craziest get up, you know, wins a prize. Secondly, and Todd Gatula came in with Coach today. I think we should dress up Greg Shea as a goalie. And that could be, you know, a promotion as well. Beat the goalie. You bring five people out of the stands, and whoever can get the puck past Greg Shea. which I imagine there's going to be a lot of net available.
Now, I've saw Greg Shea on the dance floor. He has got moves, so I think he could stop a puck.
This will be with skates, though, right?
Yes, this will be with skates, but he is a shifty little...
So, Todd, put those down. A couple of promotional ideas, all right? Coach, we appreciate you coming in. We look forward to working with you in the Storm and talking with you quite frequently, and best of luck on Saturday night.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Coach Duchenik, Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be listening for your chance to win Storm tickets, and, of course, you can listen to the Storm games on the radio, including Saturday night on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. You can go to the Tri-City Storm hockey website for more information. Who's winning the Stanley Cup, Drew?
Oh, I got to go back with Pittsburgh. I think they return a lot of their guys. You know, they got the experience. I think that, you know, they should be the odds-on favorite here right now.
Derek, are you ready to make your pick?
I am, I guess. I got a couple picks over here. I haven't even really paid that much attention, to tell you the truth, but been so into football. But I'm going to go with San Jose out of the West, into the finals there. And then out of the East, I'm gonna go with Coach Shinnick over there. I'm going to lean towards Pittsburgh, but you never know about Carolina's a sleeper this year. And Boston, I don't think, is going to make it quite as far as they did last year. They lost Phil Kessel, which was a big part of that offense. So I'm going to go San Jose and Pittsburgh.
See, Sharks, again, Penguins.
Again, amazing that we can have at least some knowledge out of Derek. Once in a while.
It is amazing. Good.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. We've got Joe DeMeo, Fantasy Players Edge. We're going to talk Husker football. They're back on the practice field and the NFL Power Rankings. All that and more. Stay with us.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, I'm going to watch the Giants and the Browns. Be back in a while.
Honey, the Jolly Green Giant is green. You silly goose.
No, the Giants and the Browns football game. Oh, forget it. I'm going to Cunningham's.
It's the Giants and the Browns tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
ISP's Thursday Night College Football features a Big East, Big 12 showdown in Morgantown. The West Virginia Mountaineers.
Fine up the middle, see you later. Touchdown, Mountaineers.
Against the Colorado Buffaloes.
Hawkins throws it left side, McKnight spins, makes the grab in front of Gerard Thomas. Touchdown, touchdown, Colorado.
Join us for West Virginia and Colorado Thursday night at 6:30. The best college football is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
If the season goes as expected, some fans might not get to see the huge Big Red matchup when the Huskers play the Red Raiders of Texas Tech October 17th, while others might have to pay megabucks to do so. But for four ESPN Radio Superstation superfans, the game is a road trip on us. Our winning foursome receives four game tickets for use of a Sunseeker RV for Friday and Saturday nights at State Fair Park with all the hookups. Plus, we'll stock it with $500 in food. To enter, send an email to superfan at ESPNSuperstation.com by October 8th and put Huskers in the subject line. We'll draw a winner a week before the game, but only ESPN Superstation superfans can win. So if you aren't a superfan already, head for ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up. Brought to you by Schroeder Smoked Foods, Rich & Sons Camper Sales, Sun Heat, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see partial sun and some clouds with a slight chance for a shower. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 50s with northwest winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Devil's party. We know.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You know what? Today is Thursday. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know it was Thursday? That means they're open late at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. What's up with this wind? All it does is it makes it chilly. And if you're out, ooh, chilly. I like chilly. Not a lot of beans, but I like chili. But anyway, getting back to Misco's, open till 8
o'clock. Oh, I thought you were going chicken coop.
No, I was back till 8 o'clock tonight. Misco Sports is open. They have got sweatshirts, college and NFL hoodies to choose from. If you're still in the T-shirt or jacket mode, they've got that as well. Hats for the Huskers, the Lopers, the Kearney High Bearcats, Kearney Catholic Stars, and all your favorite teams. Misco's can get you going. I saw the stocking hats were out the other day. They got all kinds of stuff to keep you warm, whether it's for cross country, softball, golf. Oh, You need to warm up a little bit for the district golf. Do you believe district golf is already next week? Unbelievable. And then, of course, we're not too far away from talking football playoffs. We're getting outside. So if you're there, you're coming back for homecoming. Oh, wait, I don't have any Bearcat stuff that fits. I don't have any Star stuff. Well, you go to Misco's because they're going to fix you up. Steve and the gang, they've been there almost the entire 125 years. Ready for you. Open 7 days a week on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, talking about the lady in your neighborhood that hates you. Daddy, quit dragging her in her trash. She will wave and talk to you.
Oh, the little things, I forget.
Our Iowa Hawkeye fan, Eric, gets back to us, says, hey, guys, now that the Hawkeyes took care of Penn State again, and we jumped from 30th to 13th in the polls, what's your thoughts on that, and don't you think Penn State is overrated? Me, being a Hawks fan, thought that was an unheard-of jump in rankings, but I will take it. Eric, your thoughts, Daddy. That is an unheard-of jump, especially since they didn't blow out Penn State. They came in the second half, pulled away 18-10, 21-10, whatever it ended up being. I guess your thoughts on Iowa. I like Iowa. We talked about rooting for them. We just thought Penn State at home was too much for them.
Yeah, a night game in Happy Valley, you got to think that Penn State was a team there that's surely going to find a way to win that ball game, but you know, Ferentz seems to, his name gets mentioned for these NFL jobs, and people say, well, what's he done? I mean, has he been to big bowl games and won? People go, I don't know. Then he signs a longer contract to stick around Iowa. You got to like what he's doing there. You should be very excited for this team. Now you got to look ahead at the schedule. And what if Iowa was one of those teams? Could they end up in those BCS spots? That's what you're looking at now. I mean, how far can this team go? I mean, Miami was the top till last week when they got blasted. How far can this Iowa team go?
I was offended when SportsCenter went to a promo last night, you know, why one-loss teams shouldn't panic and how many one-loss teams. It sickened me to the very core that the national media is already just trying to discount everybody but Florida and the Alabama-Florida winner. And everybody else that is unbeaten, Texas, you know, they're trying to get everybody back in the mix. USC lost to Washington, people. Lost to Washington, who was 0-12. 0-12 last year. For USC to have, I don't care. There is no way USC should, no matter what happens, have a chance to play for the national championship. Zero chance should Southern California. And it's not because they've been there every year that that I don't want to see them there. It's because they've been there every year that the polls are keeping them up there. As I've said time and time again, once you get there, it's hard to get out. And if you're not in there, it's hard to get in.
Unless you hire Bill Callahan, then it's easy to get out.
It even took a few losses for Nebraska to finally plummet out of that top 25. And then when they did win the Big 12 North, they never really made a high mark. They weren't in the top 10 ever during that. So, again, though, Oklahoma, I don't think, if they don't have Sam Bradford, they shouldn't be in the top 10 either. They lost to BYU, basically at home. Texas, they're playing in Dallas. Who do you think had more fans there? Oklahoma. I mean, until they get healthy and can prove themselves, and maybe down the road they will, but they're already have an advantage. They don't have to prove themselves. As long as they keep winning, they're going to be back in the top four and have a chance to play for the national championship, which I really can't understand with so many one-loss teams and unbeaten teams in that mix. They're just trying to find a way to keep the Cincinnati's and the Boise States and the non-big-time Big Six conference programs, trying to keep them. They're trying to keep the man down. They're trying to keep him out of the national championship game. And it started in September, which I think is sickening.
You were fired up last night, and I can attest to that.
From time to time, I have to yell at the TV. From time to time.
We appreciate you yelling at the TV, too.
How about Yankee fan booing Jabba Chamberlain? Just showing the complete and despicable people that Yankee fans can be in New York. Not every Yankee fan I know is despicable in this area, but you're Yankee fans. I mean, really? Really, your hero, your savior, and you're booing him?
Oh, my goodness gracious!
The score, you got beat 4-3. It's not like he gave up 10 runs in the first two innings. If maybe they'd let him pitch a little bit, maybe that'd help you a little bit. But next week we have to make our World Series predictions, and I've got to find somebody that's going to beat the Yankees. I'm debating whether to pick the Yankees to win the World Series, thus to throw the curse on them.
Oh, that would be perfect.
See how that's working?
That'd be a first-round bounce then. That's what we're looking for.
And since yesterday, basically everything's over. Colorado's going to win the wild card, and the Tigers are going to win the AL Central.
Yeah. Happy for Colorado. What a great turnaround this year.
Well, good for them.
Made a
good
managerial move.
I guess one of those teams that didn't trade away everybody when they were still in the race. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got NFL Power Rankings coming up. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We encourage you, if you've got a question about your fantasy football team, fire it off to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. Get it taken care of. If you had some dents in your vehicle from the any hail or any accidents, get it taken care of before the winter sets in because, ooh, nobody wants to work in the cold. We'll be back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Your local Ace has some of the hottest prices of the season. For a limited time, buy a portable fire pit for only $29.99. Folds for easy storage and includes a bonus carrying bag. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points on this and other red-hot buys throughout the store. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money on all your projects. Now that's a value. Hurry into Ace, the helpful place.
Sale price good at participating stores throughout September while supplies last.
Let's get out of here, mate. Let's go where the wind flies through our hair and our worries sink to the bottom of the ocean. All you gotta do is think Australian. Come on into Outback Steakhouse, where our menu is filled with mouth-watering dishes, like our signature sirloin, thick and juicy and seared to perfection. Or try it with our tasty grilled shrimp on the barbie, each served with hot fresh bread and our famous sides. With 15 meals under $15 starting at $9.95, you can sail into Outback every day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see partial sun and some clouds with a slight chance for a shower. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 50s with northwest winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In just a moment, our NFL Power Rankings. As we mentioned, college football tonight, Colorado taking on West Virginia. Last night, Hawaii didn't look so good. Went 62 games scoring a touchdown. That didn't happen last night. They lose 27-6 to Louisiana Tech. Okay, we bashed the Yankees already. But the Yankees had a big press conference yesterday to officially announce a yet-to-be-named bowl game, starting with the 2010 college football bowl season, where the Big 12's seventh selection will take on the Big East's third or fourth selection. And I would have to say, most of the time, that's probably pretty close. Let's say that would be a Connecticut against a
Texas A&M.
Yeah, this year, maybe.
Something like that.
And before all, Husker fan, you don't want to play in this. That means you're seventh in the Big 12. Husker fan, you never want to play a game in Yankee Stadium in a bowl game. That means you're not good. You do not want that. Plus, it'd be very cold in the end of December in New York at Yankee Stadium.
Derek, here's your little trivia question of the day, since you're talking about a little bit of college football. This team leads the nation in total offense. This is a huge shocker when I saw this morning. It is Texas A&M, 574 yards. I believe they face Arkansas this weekend.
Mike Sherman, genius.
When you think offensive coaches, you think of one man, Mike Sherman.
Nebraska volleyball, they won some tight games last night. They won a second set 26-24. They lost the fourth set 27-25, but they do beat Oklahoma 15-10. Freshman Hannah Worth, career best 17 kills. Brooke Delano, Lindsay Light, 14. Corey Cooper had 13. So the Huskers avoid the three-game losing streak, which maybe they've never had in the program's history. 10-4, 3-2 in a conference. They will host Kansas next Wednesday. The UNK volleyball team, three home games in the next three nights. They'll host Colorado State Pueblo tonight, Adams State tomorrow, Western State Saturday. All matches are at 7 o'clock at the UNK Health and Sports Center. High school volleyball should be some great matches involving state-rated teams, including number one Clay Center hosting a triangular tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Clay Center, Giltner, Shickley. That Clay Center-Giltner match right off the get-go. That should be something. Of course, the Hornets, the defending state champions, and that's on 94.5 at 5:30. On Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, we'll be bringing you a Fort Kearney Conference triangular from Elm Creek. The Buffaloes welcome in state-rated Pleasanton and Elwood, and that will get underway at 5 o'clock. So that's what's going on in the world of sports. Again, Joe DeMaio is going to join us, but Daddy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, one more big thing going on. Big concert tonight at the Merriman Center. Jim, whatever his name is, and I apologize, I don't even have the press.
Salesforce.
Yeah, Salesforce. I had that, and now it's not here. But Susie Boggess in town. I know you have no clue. No clue, right?
We don't like,
you being a country DJ in the past, any clue?
Yeah, I know Susie Boggess a little bit.
Had some hits back when I was playing records, yes, actual records. Big Susie Boggess fan. Been to concerts before. Would be there tonight, but I got to work. So. Got to go do some sports. So I'm just telling you, it's going to be pretty cool. If you get a chance, it's at the Merriman tonight. Check it out. Get some tickets. Big fan of Susie.
All right.
She's a little hottie. She's a little hottie.
How old would Susie Boggess be today?
Ooh, I'm sure just turned 30. Obviously. This hit from 91, so I'm sure.
Great to have you in town, Susie. We appreciate you listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. Hugs and kisses, by the way. We love you.
Love Susie. Now let's get to your NFL. I just had to throw that out. That's right. Let's go to the NFL Power Rankings. Let the ineptness begin with Daddy's Top 10.
Doug, the only team that I drop out is, I'm sure this is right, the only team I drop San Francisco out for a tough loss. I don't know how I punish them. Drop out Pittsburgh and I drop out San Francisco. I drop out two teams this week. At number 10, the Chicago Bears, I've got as the 10th best team in the NFL. Did you realize Jay Cutler went to Seattle last week, put up a 126.3 passer rating, the best ever for a visiting quarterback at that stadium. I've been hard on Jay Cutler. I still think he sucks the quarterback, but I think he's dinking and dunking and getting the ball to the right receivers, starting to get a run game going, and the defense continues to play well. Linebackers continue to step up in the absence of Brian Urlacher. I got them at number 10. Number 9, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. Should be a great test. They head to Denver. Just move them up a spot. Be interesting to see how the running back situation shakes out for Dallas, but I think they're one of the top 10 teams in the NFL. At number 9, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 8, I've got the San Diego Superchargers. Should be interesting to see the game at Pittsburgh. San Diego's team, their only loss of the year was to Baltimore at home. Many people didn't think, maybe didn't like Baltimore. Well, Baltimore has got a plus 64 point differential on the season. That's something we'll get to in a minute. At number 7, the New England Patriots. Tom Brady finds a way to bounce back against Atlanta and do what Tom Brady does. Should be a great showdown with the Baltimore Ravens this weekend at New England. Number 6, Brett Favre, Minnesota Vikings. This is a great Monday night game versus Green Bay. This is the one he's been waiting for. Found a way to get it done, and we'll see what he can do with the Lambeau Magic.
He's a winner.
That's what winners do.
Winners win. Speaking of your next team, because ours is starting to shape up pretty darn close to each other.
Really is. Peyton Manning, number 5. Number 5, I've got the Indianapolis Colts getting some young receivers involved. This is a very, very dangerous team. I like Indianapolis a lot. Number 4, I've got the New York Jets. Number 4, best team in the land. Rex Ryan doing some amazing things. They found a way, although a couple late turnovers for Tennessee could have stole one for the Titans. But the Jets hold on. Great game at New Orleans this weekend, so we'll see how that one pans out. Number 3, I've got the New York Giants. There's a team that continues to do good things. I think the 3 teams really have solidified themselves. The Giants, the New Orleans Saints, and the Baltimore Ravens at number 1. New Orleans just continues to outscore people. They get Pierre Thomas back, a running back that was out since the first part of the season. He comes back for half a football, rushes for 126, and has 2 touchdowns. Great work, Pierre. You get that running game back with a passing game in New Orleans. It's simply amazing. This is a team that could be the best offense since the greatest show on turf.
All right, well, you're coming around. You're pretty close. I had Dallas and Chicago on the outside looking in last week. I have Dallas and Chicago on the outside looking in this week. Dropping out, Houston. That's the only team that I have dropping out of my rankings. Oh, no, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh plummets as well. The Steelers, wow, I can't believe it. Pittsburgh, in 2 weeks, goes from number 1 to out of the top 10. Teams that I've got on the outside looking in this week, besides Dallas and Chicago, Cincinnati. I just can't believe in them yet. I can't believe in them. And, Daddy, we are giving, and no one continues to give any love to the 3-0 Denver Broncos. Nobody mentioning them. I don't have them in either. I'm going to go with San Francisco at number 10. Heartbreaking loss. It's kind of like the Husker against Va Tech. Last moment play. Otherwise, you're 3-0. You're unbeaten if you're San Francisco, and you're way up maybe in the top 5. Atlanta, they lose to New England. You're not going to go unbeaten, so I'm going to keep Atlanta in. They plummet all the way from number 2 to number 9, and that allows New England to come in at number 8. I have the San Diego Superchargers in at number 7. Indianapolis Colts are at number 6, and Minnesota at number 5. Wouldn't that be something if Brett Favre and Peyton Manning could face off Minnesota and Indianapolis? I still don't have Baltimore's love like you, but I got Baltimore at number 4. I've got the New York Jets at number 3. I've got the New Orleans Saints at number 2. The Saints and Jets play this week, and the Saints are a 7-point favorite at home. And I've got the New York Football Giants at number 1. So the Giants, New Orleans, Jets, we have basically the same teams, just a little tweaking in there.
Hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
I like the Giants. If the Giants in Baltimore played in New York, I like New York. If they played in Baltimore, I think that'd be pretty much a pick'em game. So, I guess, however you want to look at it.
I find it interesting to all of a sudden, the number 2 overall offense in the National Football League, the Baltimore Ravens. This is a dangerous team. You had all those players on defense.
Well, you better be a little worried about how good the New York Jets defense is. You can talk about how good Baltimore's offense is. You got to talk about New Orleans offense. You got to talk about the Jets defense. And you got to talk about Giants just winning games consistently over the last few years with Eli Manning.
But I will take the Baltimore defense over the Jets defense any day of the week, period.
Well, we'll see, because Baltimore's been known for that.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a man crush on Ray Lewis.
There's no doubt about it.
I love you, Ray Ray.
We'll take a break. Be back with Joe DiMaio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to your car, saving a few pennies on an economy oil filter today can cost you tomorrow. But a Fram Extra Guard oil filter delivers 3 times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Over time, dirt particles can cause major engine damage. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 454812 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent train dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent train dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
This Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens head north to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. These two teams are high in the power rankings and are set to battle in this Week 4 AFC showdown. This year, it's the Ravens' offense and the Patriots' defense that are clicking on all cylinders. Tune in this Sunday, hear what happens when these two teams collide. It's the NFL Game of the Week. Ravens at the Patriots right here this Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Ravens-Patriots at noon, Cowboys-Broncos at 3, Chargers-Steelers at 7. It's NFL Football Sunday on ESPN Radio.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelki Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today, as we'll see partial sun and some clouds with a slight chance for a shower. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 50s with northwest winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Here on ESPN Radio, coming up, Joe DiMaio from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, our Bruce Furniture Doug and Daddy Pick'em Contest. It's not a fact, can you beat Doug and Daddy? Can you just beat Doug?
That's the way it's been.
I mean, 8-3 last week. Pick up the pieces, people. Pick up the pieces. If you can beat Tony and I, you will be one of the finalists for a pair of Lazy Boy recliners from, oh yeah, Bruce Furniture. We love them. We love them. Can't get enough of them. A chance for you to be a winner tomorrow going up against us in Pick'em here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We were down there, Daddy. We were just doing cheers in there. We're in there with Mike, and they're like, we love it. We love it. We want some more of it. He goes, fine, I'll throw in two of them. Well, we got two recliners.
So a chance to win a couple of recliners or get qualified tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, we're going to catch up with Joe Drape. He has written a book about the outstanding high school football program in Smith Center, Kansas, which is on the border of our listening area, but always covered by the Hastings Trib. The Redmen just continue to win. And we're going to talk with him tomorrow on the show about that. And you know, it's you can pick some Nebraska. Howells pops into mind being so dominant, and there's a few others. But we'll talk about him and Smith Center Redmen tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus Daddy's NFL and college selections coming off a very good week.
Also, Douglas, we want to give a shout-out to Ernie for the phone call and the question the other day. We have checked with our friend Stu Pospis with the Omaha World Herald. Winnebago is the correct team with the longest losing streak in the state. That is at 61 games. Creighton? Is that right? Is that what he said was second
back in but the streaks are over.
Yes.
Both of them are over. And then Creighton really turns it around. So good for them. And don't forget Touchdown Club of Nebraska tonight at the Riverside Golf Club. We had Eric Wiegert, the former Husker, on yesterday. Nebraska assistant coach Marvin Sanders will be there showing film, a Q&A session, social at 5:30, steak dinner at 7, and then the program begins at 7:45. The Doug and Daddy program continues with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, I laugh because we go into our first bye week of the season, and I'm lucky enough that I'm not one of them, but boy, some of the folks are just panicking about their crumbling team through only 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's too early to panic, folks. Just suck it up and make some good moves during the bye week. This is a chance for teams at the bottom to make their way towards the top. Bye week's a great equalizer, and you know, it smooths out NFL drafts, and I mean the fantasy football draft is really inequitable structure. I mean, the guys who draft towards the top each year have a distinct advantage over the guys who draft or the people that draft at the bottom. The bye week is where you can make a little bit of ground because not all managers are created equal. So even if you're 0-3, this is the time for you to win one game at a time, get yourself back to 1-3, 2-3, 3-3, and ultimately get back in this thing.
Joe, I don't know if there's a normal draft that the normal number of players taken, but it seems like in the drafts, at least, which Doug and I are in, a lot of people are gone. And it's like, well, just go get that running back. He's been gone. Not
Rashard Choice, gone. Glenn Coffey, gone.
Right.
The Indianapolis receivers are gone.
But I assume they were gone by a priority waiver this week.
In Coffey and Choices, they were drafted. They were drafted, both of them. Kind of handcuff, you know.
You know, that's interesting. That's good fortune. Let me put it that way. You know, to be able to use a spot for Glenn Coffey, for instance, it's good fortune to have Frank Gore go down in week three. Same thing with Rashard Choice. You needed to have two running backs go down,
right.
Felix Jones and Marion Barber. So there's not much you can do about that. And I agree with you. In the savvy leagues, guys are taken. So what do you do this week? There are all kinds of issues. You got Michael Turner, D'Angelo Williams, Brian Westbrook, to a lesser extent, Tim Hightower on bye. You got to start really looking a little bit deeper. Justin Fargus this week, I believe, represents an excellent RB2 or flex play this week against the Texans. Michael Bush has proven that he just doesn't have the right stuff. McFadden is the primary back, but when Fargus gets hot, I can see the Raiders feeding him 12 to 15 touches, which will be enough for him to garner 75, 80 yards and a score. So there's a guy that I guarantee has not been drafted by anybody that needs to be picked up. Kevin Smith does not look like he's going to play this week. That means Maurice Morris is your running back of choice. Now, he doesn't have a great matchup, guys, against the Bears, but he's going to get 15 to 18 touches, and you never know when a guy gets a short plunge. Another guy you want to watch that hasn't been drafted is Lavell Betts. If Clinton Portis continues not to be able to practice, he's going to be severely limited this week. And going against a very weak Buck defense, what might happen is the Redskins might get up. Portis might be on the bench, and Lavell Betts might get 12 to 18 touches. So there's always folks out there on the receiving side, you know, you're going to be sitting there looking at Fitzgerald, Bolden, Steve Smith, Carolina, Roddy White, DeSean Jackson, all on the bench. What do you do? Well, Earl Bennett's the guy that is sitting out there, and I think, you know, you could dig deep. Kenny Britt, Tennessee's rookie, has a great matchup against a Jaguars secondary that has struggled, who will try to focus on Justin Gage, leaving the rookie Kenny Britt to maybe do strange things this week. Nate Burleson's another guy who might be sitting out there. So, guys, there's always something. You just got to really, really do some data mining to come up with a nugget to plug in for bye weeks. And that's what I talk to people about, and that's what I focus on the website. It's not giving you the obvious, guys. You know, certainly if you could have got coffee of choice, there's nothing wrong with that. But even so, in most leagues, they're priority waivers. The guy who had priority waiver one and priority waiver two took coffee and choice off the board before any of us got close to grabbing those back. So you've got to go and do it a little differently. And the other thing, guys, Doug and Daddy, that makes sense here, is you've got to watch your matchups during bye weeks. Like, for instance, Willie Parker has turf toe right now, but has a decent matchup against the Chargers without Jamal Williams in the middle. That gives Parker a chance to have a decent running day. And believe it or not, Larry Johnson has an outside chance of running fairly well against the Giants' interior rush defense, which has not been, it's not been great. It hasn't been horrific, but it hasn't been great. In fact, it has been horrific. The Giants are allowing 6.1 yards per carry, per rushing attempt. Now, heretofore, you couldn't start Larry Johnson. He has been awful. Now, all of a sudden, what will happen, he'll have a good week this week, and everybody will get on the Larry Johnson train, not recognizing that it's the matchup. It's not so much the back anymore. So this is bye weeks, folks. Pay close attention. Watch your matchups and go to a site or two that you trust to really dig in and mine these little pearls for you during the next 6 weeks, because this is make or break for all fantasy football owners.
Ton of information, as always, from Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com, all week. You can check out the website. Here you get a chance to ask questions. Let's get into the questions this week, Joe, because we got a bunch, so let's move through these. First off, our Husker for Life via the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox says, would you pick up Tim Hightower or Carell Buchholder if they're available?
Tim Hightower, without a doubt.
Okay, next.
Buchholder's going to lose carries to No. Sean Moreno as the season wears on, where Hightower has become very versatile.
Here's a question from Eric, who says, Marshawn Lynch comes off suspension this week. Should I start him? Not any touches this year because he has Tomlinson, and Tomlinson is still hurt. So is Lynch a startable option this week?
Well, I'd say he might be your only option. That's the issue. Marshawn Lynch is going to share carries with Fred Jackson, and yet he's got fresh legs, and they're going to be eager to get him into the mix. Tomlinson has a 30% chance of playing, but even if he does play, he's up against the Steelers, which is not, you know, not an assignment that that you can relish. Even Tomlinson at 80% of himself is not a great option against the Steelers. So the question is, if those are your options, go ahead and plug in Marshawn Lynch and hope for the best.
Here's one from T in Amherst. This is a point per reception league. He wants to know, would it be dumb to start Ray Rice and Willis McGahee with Earl Bennett his other choice?
Those are the questions that are always the most difficult to answer. In a PPR league, Ray Rice makes perfect sense. I think this week going up to New England, where New England's pass defense has been suspect anyway, I think you can make a case for starting both Rice and McGahee this week, based on matchup. Although Earl Bennett has a great matchup against the Detroit Lions.
And finally, one more here. You did touch on it, so I think maybe we've answered this. This comes from Chris in Kearney. Tell Joe I need help really bad. Would Nate Burleson be an option? And I think you said yes, he would be.
Chris, he certainly is an option. I don't make him a primary. If Earl Bennett's there, I would grab Bennett before I grab Burleson this week. The issue being, Burleson's running against a cold secondary that has been very, very stingy this year. Now, if there's nobody else left, if Bennett's gone, Kenny Britt is gone, which I doubt that they are, then yes, Burleson will still be targeted. The problem you have is Seneca Wallace and the Colts, but he's usable.
Joe, your no draft options and opinions.
This week's going to be an odd week, gents. Up and down the spectrum. You got two good quarterbacks, Warner and Ryan, on bye. Take a look at in this order. Take a look at David Garrard, Trent Edwards, Jason Campbell, Sean Hill as possible replacements for those guys. Darren McFadden has a good week, a good matchup this week. Don't hesitate to throw him in there. Sleepy Joseph Addai, if you're going to use him, this is the week to use him. The Seahawks allow 5.2 yards per carry. This is the week to throw Joseph Addai in if you own him. On the sit side of the ledger, be careful with Tony Romo this week. I don't know how good the Denver secondary is, but it has played very, very well. Same thing with Thomas Jones. The Saints have been surprisingly stingy up front. Ryan Grant going against the great Waller Williams in Minnesota. Very, very difficult matchups. Even Fred Jackson, because of the Lynch overhang, you got to see, you know, you can use him as a flex, but I would use Lynch over Jackson this week if I had a choice between one or the other.
I don't even know why I'm putting the team in, Joe. You just crushed my hopes right there.
I'm so grateful to be able to smash your hopes in pieces, guys. Let me at least give you as many options as humanly possible, because this is the time of year, folks. You got to play matchups. You can't play favorites. You got to play matchups. Receivers, guys, we talked about it, Justin Gage. Try Lee Evans one more week. God help us. Devin Hester has a good matchup, of course. Santana Moss is on the precipice of a rare event, you know, where he has two games in a row that are decent. That's a rarity for that guy, but you can play him this week. Sit Marcus Colston. He's stuck with Darrell Revis, who shut down Andre Johnson, and Randy Moss. Leave Colston on your bench. Roy Williams will have a rough time with Champ Bailey this week.
Last question, Joe. Who's from a quarterback, running back, and if you got one wide receiver, one each that has the best matchup, if you could play anybody, who would it be?
The absolute best matchup this week would have to be Jay Cutler versus the Lions. My radar goes up when you put Cutler in this type of environment. I think he has a big game. I think he throws for 325 and three scores. The running back that I think has the best matchup this week, if he gets to the party, is Cedric Benson. He's going to carve up the Browns royally if he has that opportunity. Lastly, as a receiver, Steve Smith, the Giants' Steve Smith, this is the kind of defense against the Chiefs who have small cornerbacks where he can have a 10-catch, 140-yard, two-score day.
Joe, you're the best. That's some great stuff. We'll catch you next week.
Doug, Daddy, thanks. Good luck, guys. Catch you next week. It's a joy to be with you each and every week.
Thanks, Joe. Don't forget FantasyPlayersEdge.com for all of your information. Joe DiMaio joins us every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DiMaio. Oh, good stuff, folks. FantasyPlayersEdge.com. So I got to set Marcus.
Tyler Benz.
Well, you ignored him a week ago.
I know, and I paid the price.
And what happened? That's all I'm saying. I laughed when he said Jay Cutler, who you hate. And last week or 2 weeks ago when he said Aaron Rodgers and you didn't play him, and Rodgers went big. So just remember that. Tomorrow, our Pigskin Pick'em brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Also, Daddy's NFL and college selections. Joe Drape's going to join us, talk a little like Kansas high school football in the Smith Center Redmond. He's put a book out about them. We want to thank the folks that joined us today. Joe DiMaio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and, of course, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, as they begin their season on 98.9 KKPR at Omaha this Saturday night.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.